call a collection of hay. Like maybe out in the field.
A haystack.
Okay. Now, let's see, would hay ever be stacked up inside a barn, or is it always outside that you see a haystack?
Be outside.
Uh-huh, okay. Now, what's a bundle of hay that's smaller than a stack that might be in the field that hay...
A bale,
okay.
That's when you, that's that point at which you put it in the barn.
After it gets baled.
Yeah, so.
You mean it sits out on,
yeah,
in a stack?
Yeah, because when you're gathering hay, you stack it on a haystack to air out and dry. And then you bale it. Then after it's baled, then you haul it to your barn.
Okay. Let's see, what do you call the building? I think we're repeating ourselves, but what do you call a building where cows are kept?
Cow shed.
Okay. What's a place in a field where cows are staked or penned for milking? Just a place near the barn, but out still outside, or near the cow shed, but still outside.
In the lot.
Okay. Are you familiar with the expression, to cow pen land? What do you call a shelter and enclosure for hogs and pigs?
Sty. Pig pen is what we would call
a pig pen,
that's right.
And would you describe one of those for me, along sort of general
terms?
Yeah,
it could be any square made with rails, could be made with scrap roofing, or it could be made with limbs, small saplings cut and stacked or nailed to corner posts, or fancy job built boards with a gate.
Well, now what
doesn't necessarily have a gate, though. A lot of them don't have gates. It's just a square pen.
Well, what kind of shelter is there for the hogs? Or is there a shelter?
There's a hog parlor. Which seems fantastic to me. No, seriously, that's what they call
a hog parlor.
Hog parlor. They have concrete floors, and they have little... grooves which are used in flushing out the pens to keep them clean. They have running water controlled by a float. Now that's when you're going into real.
Uh-huh. And so that's a hog call.
That's right. And when a sow may have a litter of pigs, they immediately separate them from the sow. Into another section of the parlor. But, and you see, all the feeding is done automatically through a screw drive.
Well, now, is there any setup like this around here? Really?
Yeah.
That's quite, I never even heard of one. I just assumed everybody just lives in, outside.
Because in raising hogs, there's a high death rate in the sow.
Let's see, what kind of farm is it that's chiefly concerned with producing milk?
Dairy.
Okay. Would you ever use that word to describe a small shelter or a spring for keeping butter off? No. Okay. What do you call the outside area next to a barn where the stock is kept or fed?
The lot.
Okay. What do you call a place farther away where cows and sheep or whatever?
Pasture.
Okay. What do you call a little plot of ground where one or two crops might be grown?
Garden.
Well, this is a little bit smaller. It begins with a P. Like, it makes me think of Burr Rabbit and the Briar.
Oh, patch. A patch, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what are some crops that might be grown in a patch?
Radishes. Peas. Pea patch. Well, most any kitchen vegetable.
So a patch would be something near the house?
Oh, yeah.
For the table?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it would be generally cared for by some younger member of the family.